Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on arrangement markers and locators, specifically for DJ-friendly drum and bass sets. If you already make good loops, but your full tracks still feel hard to mix, hard to navigate, or weirdly timed for DJs, this is the fix. Today we're treating locators like a DJ roadmap, not like cute labels. Your goal is a track that's predictable in the best way. Phrases that land where a DJ expects, mix-in and mix-out zones that don't clash, and big moments that are easy to cue under pressure. Alright, open Ableton Live 12, switch to arrangement view, and let's build a marker system that basically forces your arrangement to behave. First, quick prep. Set your tempo to a Riedel DNB range. 174 is a modern roller sweet spot. 170 is also common and can feel slightly more halftime friendly. Pick 1, commit. Now check your warping if you're using audio loops. Drums usually behave best in beats mode, especially if you're looping transients cleanly. If you've got bass resamples that are getting crunchy in a bad way, Complex Pro can help, but don't automatically upgrade everything. Sometimes the raw mode is exactly the character you want. Next, grid discipline. Turn on fixed grid. Start with a 1-bar grid for arrangement work. If you're doing detailed edits, sure, go to half bar, but don't live in tiny grid land while you're trying to build big phrases. Your mission here is 16s and 32s. DJ music is basically architecture. Now we create the core phrase markers. Think of these as your DJ map. Click the timeline at bar 1. Right-click, add a locator. Name it with a number first so it sorts correctly. Call it 01 start/DJIN. Numbers first is not nerdy. It's survival. When you've got a ton of locators later, you'll thank yourself. Here's a strong, extended mix marker plan that works for a lot of drum and bass at 174 BPM. Bar 1. 01 DJ and drums. Bar 33. 02 intro and perk/atmos. Bar 49. 03 pre-drop 1 tension. Bar 65. 04 drop 1. Bar 97. 05 mid-switch/halftime tease. Bar 129. 06 drop 2. Bar 161. 07 DJ OUT deconstruct. Bar 193. 08 end/tail. That's 32 bar blocks with a 16 bar pre-drop. DJs can feel that. More importantly, they can count it while doing three other things. Now, teacher note, don't just mark where you are. Mark what changes. Breakdown is vague. Tops off, space for blend tells you what the DJ is supposed to do with it. You want locators that communicate action. So as we go, we'll add two types of locators. Section locators, like drop 1, mid, drop 2, and utility locators, like reverb tail check, sub simplify, tops only, slam point. Because in Riedel DJ life, the question isn't where is the breakdown, it's where can I safely touch the EQ without the mix collapsing. Let's build the DJ intro. Bars 1 through 32. A great DNB DJ intro is rhythm forward and harmonically polite. That means drums that lock, not a huge musical statement that fights the outgoing track. A practical recipe. In the first 8 bars, keep it simple. Kick, snare, hats. No big hook. From bars 9 to 16, add rides or shakers, maybe a light percussion layer, a tiny effects tick. Still polite. From bars 17 to 24, you can add ghost snares, small fills, and if you tease bass, do it high passed. From bars 25 to 32, start micro building into the pre-drop, so it feels like it's going somewhere. Here's the discipline that separates producer intro from DJ intro. Sub safety. If you tease bass in the intro, put an auto filter on the bass group and high pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. Automate it down later when the track is supposed to own the low end. In the intro, you're sharing the club with another record. And if you want a quick, solid drum bus chain for the intro, drum bus for body, EQ8 to clean boxing us around 250 to 400 if needed, and glue compressor just kissing it, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Cohesion, not destruction. Now add an optional micro marker inside the intro. Go to bar 17 and drop a locator. 01B DJ in more perk. This is what I call a confidence marker. In a stressful mix, a DJ doesn't want to stare at a long block and guess. They want clear checkpoints. Okay, now the pre-drop. Most DNB pre-drops are 16 bars. That's not a rule of nature, but it's a rule of culture. So at bar 49, where you placed 03 pre-drop 1 tension, your job is to make the last 60 unmistakable and countable. Practical moves. Thin the low end. Not because thin is cool, but because impact needs contrast. Create repeatable tension cues. A snare build that tells the truth every 2 bars. A riser that resets on phrase boundaries instead of meandering. And here's a big one. Give the last two bars a clear cue, a drum fill, a snare roll, even a classic half bar of silence right before the drop. In dark DNB, that quarter bar mute can feel absolutely massive. Now add a crucial locator at 8 bars before the drop. If the drop is at bar 65, then bar 57 gets 03B8 to drop. This locator is not for you. It's for the person mixing your tune at 2 a.m. Also add a locator 1 bar before the drop. Reverb tail check. This is a pro habit. At that point, quickly automate your reverb returns down or tighten the tail. No accidental reverb flamming into the downbeat. Clean downbeats feel louder. Now we hit drop 1 at bar 65. This is a mix anchor. Design it like one. First, make the downbeat clean. Check phase. Check that your kick and sub aren't fighting, and make sure your impact isn't a messy wash that steals punch. Second, make the impact readable on club systems without eating your headroom. Instead of giant low booms, try a mid-focused impact. Short noise layer, metallic tick, clip transient. High pass that impact layer around 120 to 180 Hz. You get the announcement without wrecking the blend. Now structure the 32 bars of the drop so it has forward motion. First 16. Main groove. Next 8. Variation, call and response, drum edits. Last 8. A clear signal that a transition or switch is coming. And yes, we're going to label that. Add two locators inside drop 1. At bar 81. 04B drop 1 variation. At bar 89. 04C drop 1 last 8 slash mix cue. That last 8 locator is gold. It tells a DJ, if you want to start doing something, do it here. And it also tells you, as producer, where to start simplifying if you want your track to double drop cleanly. Quick advanced idea, if you want double drop compatibility without changing your whole tune, split the drop into two intentions. Add a locator, drop 1A full, then 16 bars later, drop 1B sparser for double. In 1B, simplify mid-bass movement and keep drums assertive. You're intentionally leaving air for the other record. Now the mid-section at bar 97, 05 mid-switch slash halftime tease. Mid-sections are contrast, but they still need timekeeping. If you go too cinematic and remove all rhythmic information, DJs lose the grid and your energy collapses. So keep a hat, rim, or ghosted top loop. Quiet is fine. Confusing is not. Here's a DJ safe breakdown trick. Put auto-filter on your music group and high-pass from about 60 up to 200 Hz over 8 bars. That clears room while keeping movement. Meanwhile, keep subtle drums going so it doesn't feel like the floor fell out. If you do a halftime deception, mark it clearly. Drop a locator where the tease begins, halftime tease. But even more important, add one where the groove reasserts the grid, full-time confirm. That's the point DJs need to trust. Then add a build marker leading to drop 2. At bar 113, for example, 05B build to drop 2. Now drop 2 at bar 129. Decide what role it plays. Option 1. It's the weapon. Heavier, nastier, bigger statement. Option 2. It gets more minimal so DJs can do long blends and double drops. Either is valid, but you must plan the exit while you're still excited. So let's mark the DJ out. At bar 161. 07 DJ OUT deconstruct. The role here, remove the hook first, keep the groove. Strip complexity from bass, keep kick and snare stable, and start removing tonal content every 8 bars so the outro survives bad blends, clashing keys, and late mixing. Now add, 07 B out clean 16. This is your promise to the DJ. The last 16 bars will not betray you. Ideally it's drums and tiny effects only. Maybe a clean sub that's simple enough not to fight the incoming track. And at bar 193, you already placed 08 and slash tail. That's your FX tail. Your last reverb. Your last little ear candy. Now let's level up with coach notes. Add locators for DJ actions. Create a few utility locators right now. HB and OK. Placed where a DJ can high pass your track without losing the groove. Sub swap. Placed where your sub simplifies so another track can take over. Vocal risk. Placed where harmonic content gets busy and layering could clash. Also add a couple of count checkpoints. Count check plus 16 and count check plus 32. These are confidence markers. They stop you from second guessing your phrasing when you're editing, and they help a DJ visually confirm the structure. And here's a big mindset shift. Don't trust visuals only. Teach the waveform. If your two drops look similar, it's easy to miss jump. Create at least one obvious waveform change at key cue points, like a one bar tops mute or a crashless bar. The arrangement should be readable even if someone doesn't know your tune. Now, a really advanced but practical workflow move. Create a dedicated mix lane group. Put only DJ critical elements in it. Kick, snare, main hats, minimal percussion, and optionally a clean sublayer. Then automate your mix lane to stay consistent while your musical layers go wild. Add locators like mix lane on and mix lane only. This is how you make a track that's both exciting and functional. Let's talk sub handshake, because this is what DJs actually feel. Make two sub layers. Sub A is clean, a sine or stable Reese root for blending. Sub B is character, distortion, movement, whatever your sound is. At your last 8/mix cue locators, crossfade toward sub A. You're basically making room for the incoming record sub to win. That's how you avoid that low-end wrestling match that turns a blend into mud. Now, make markers visible and usable. Color coding helps. Cool colors for intros, warm for drops, neutral for outros. And if you consolidate your intro 32 and your outro 32, you can swap them between tracks reliably like modular DJ parts. That is a serious production speed hack. Export strategy. Use your locators like an export map. Extended mix is the full DJ intro and outro. Streaming edit is shorter, earlier hook, less waiting. Drag the loop brace from your start locator to your end locator, export a 24-bit WAV, and you've got consistent versions without guesswork. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Marker drift. If you drop start landing on consistent 16 or 32 bar boundaries, DJs feel it instantly. Too much melody in the intro. If it's harmonically loud, it won't layer. No last 8 cue. That's like removing the exit signs from a building. Outro still in song mode. If the hook stays to the end, mixing out becomes a battle. And sub in the intro or outro fighting the mix. Club systems punish that. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Take an unfinished roller, or even a 32-bar loop. Expand it to 192 bars using the exact marker template we used. 1 DJ in, 33 intro add, 49 pre-drop, 65 drop 1. 97 mid, 129 drop 2, 161 DJ out, 193 end. Then add two extra sub markers. 8 bars before each drop, 8 to drop. Last 8 bars of each drop. Last 8/mix cue. Export the extended mix. Walk away for an hour. Come back. And try to find the last 8 before each drop and the safest 16 for mixing out using only locators. If you hesitate, rename them until it's instant. Quick recap to finish. Arrangement markers in Live 12 are your DJ roadmap. Use them to enforce phrase logic and make a track readable at a glance. Build clean DJ in and DJ out zones, drums forward, sub safe, minimal harmony. Mark not only the big sections, but also 8 to drop and last 8 moments, plus utility markers like reverb tail checks and sub simplify. This audio version is shortened for playback.